Hello, and welcome to the Moncast. We're doing Tribe Part 6, Our Future, and I'm joined by the same people as last time, but they can still introduce themselves just in case.
I'm still Quinn.
Hello, I'm Nelson.
Also known as Demon Dragon Master. You can find him on his YouTube and his Twitter, where he's Demon Dragon Mast.
I thought we'd let the joke die, but I guess you can say it for me.
No, we need to plug everything.
Okay, fair enough.
And for once, we all watch the Japanese episode versions.
Yep.
About time you come over to the sub side.
The dub's not out. I would have watched the dub, because that's the correct language.
I disagree, but I would have watched the dub anyway, just because I haven't seen it yet.
I would never watch the dub.
But the dub's so much better.
No, it's not.
I really disagree.
I'm just lazy. I don't like reading.
That's fair.
Also, Digimon are back again. It's 10 times better than Butterfly, and we all know it.
Man, and I'm the one drinking alcohol right now.
I mean, you can't build on Digimon are back again. That's why there's only one version. But Butterfly just has a million versions because there's so much room for improvement with it.
The ending version of Butterfly was really not good.
But they all sang it.
Yes, but they sang poorly.
They're voice actors. They're not singers. It's just karaoke.
Except for Mimi.
Mimi is the singing goddess. We all know this.
So yeah, you should go ahead and summarize the plot, and then I'm going to complain.
Better.
Let's try and summarize up this thing. Everyone is sad for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the first episode, basically. And then the Digimon that I've christened Boobs McBossmon turns up to destroy existence. Meanwhile, Tai is alive, Nishijima is also alive, and the 0-2 kids are alive in cryopods, and then Nishijima isn't alive very long.
Daigo-senpai.
Poor Daigo. He's the goodest boy.
He is the best boy.
He also is a very toasty boy.
Too soon. Too soon.
And then Boobs McBossmon wrecks the whole place, and Homeostasis decides to reboot the real world. Big fights, all that jazz. Kyukari having one of her dream prophecies, and then, hey presto, all the memories are back, because there's just a zip file in Boobs McBossmon.
It's actually the source of her power.
So all the memories are back, and now Tai's back too, and he brought all the versions of Butterfly with him.
And Digimon are back again.
Digimon are back again. Then we get Omega Omegamon.
What is that one's name?
Omegamon Mercy Mode.
Why would you call it Mercy Mode when they explicitly don't show mercy?
It is a mercy in the truest way. Killing.
It's a mercy killing.
No, sorry. It's Omnimore Merciful Mode.
There we go.
I still prefer my name. Omega Omegamon forms to destroy Boobs McBossmon for the 25th and final time. And that's the end. The film ends and we are a bit sad. And they play Butterfly like 5 times.
That's about right.
Get down there, you. I don't know. I don't know the words.
Okay.
This is so awful.
We're not good at singing.
Nope.
Speak for yourself. I'm awesome.
We have guest star Nelson's girlfriend in the background.
You'll be in the podcast. Thank you.
What can I say besides welcome?
CV, cut this, please.
Nope.
I feel like you at least have to leave the laughter in.
Shut up.
I think I covered most of it. There's a lot of the same stuff happening. With homeostasis and blah blah blah. Genai's evil, whatever.
If I may, that Genai seals the show for the whole movie and I love him for that.
He's just a nutcase.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah, not a fan.
No, so in the movie where everyone's just doom and gloom, he was the only happy person in there. I'm like, yep, I'm rooting for this guy right now. At least he's entertaining.
He was very well animated, which is refreshing.
Yes, he was.
I still don't get why he has to be the Digimon Emperor when he's in the real world, though.
Yeah, they're real unclear about that. Everything about Dark Genai, I hate and wish they hadn't done. I've been watching these movies now for, what, 10 hours? And they've never explained why he exists.
Because Yggdrasil, that's why.
Yggdrasil contaminated him or something, even though he was an agent of homeostasis.
That's a thing that maybe could have been explained and gotten some backstory.
Yeah, nobody explained what the f*** happened to Yggdrasil besides, oh yeah, homeostasis shut him down. I don't know why he didn't do this sooner, but hey.
They didn't even show a big tree on screen.
I wonder what the Royal Knights are doing right now.
I feel like all of Tri was sequel hook for Quad.
What, a 6-film-long teaser trailer?
Yes.
So I guess to put my complaints in order, those first 20 minutes,
they are a bit of a drag. I can't remember what happened in most of it.
Matt realized that being the leader like he always wanted is hard.
Matt was just sad. Sora was sad.
Gabumon, who still has amnesia, tells him how he wants to spend the rest of his life with him.
I'll be honest, that kind of cheered me up a little bit, though.
Yeah, it doesn't make all that much sense, but okay, that part was fine, I guess.
It was touching.
Yeah, he's like, doesn't matter what you go through, I'll always be with you, even if it means we gotta somehow save the world. I'll do it for you, because you're my friend.
Aww.
But also, from his point of view, they met yesterday.
Yeah, but they're partners, so, I mean, that bond transcends time and space. Except unless if you're Maki. Then, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, that was, what, several years of Maki going insane?
It was give or take 20 years, yeah.
I still can't believe that they're, like, in the 30s. I can't be right.
It's Japan.
They were 10-ish in the 80s, give or take. They don't give an exact year, but they've had long enough to go through high school and college and start a career.
In the government.
Yes, in secret government.
Secret Japanese Digimon government.
And then also Daigo got a degree in education while he was at it.
That's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, actually. I'm not clear on what he actually teaches.
He teaches life lessons.
He's like, it seemed like he was teaching calligraphy in the first movie, but he also just always wears a lab coat.
That's just because it's cool.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you that. So yeah, I get the first 20 minutes just kind of dragged on, but I guess it was fine. And then after that, the fighting starts, and Hikari spends most of the movie in a bed. So that's fun.
She got a fever, don't you know?
Continuing her two character traits of 1, being magic, and 2, getting sick a lot.
Also, I forgot the third one, that's the forbidden one. 3, she really likes Tai.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Tai never went anywhere near the bed.
That's true, and that's good. He also never found out anything was wrong with her.
Oh yeah, that's true.
He didn't care. Tai came back and was like, I don't care what you think, we have to do this.
Yeah, I don't care what you think, I'm killing Megumon. And then Hikari's like, I could never forgive you if I just let you kill her, so I'm gonna help you kill her.
Perfect logic.
That is the best logic you can get in Digimon. I guess it comes from TK telling her that, oh, you can't just carry this burden all over your shoulders. Like, you know what? I guess my brother can take care of the burden of killing Meikumon alone. Let me help him with that.
Yeah, I'm a little sad they didn't really pull the trigger on that ship and just let him actually kiss her. Come on.
No!
That's been coming for 6 years.
What is wrong?
Or 15.
We're talking about TK and Kai.
Yeah, I'm talking about TK.
I hope so.
Yeah, no. Tai, don't do that. But with Patamon going, I'm definitely not looking, TK. That was cute, but they should have actually gone for it.
That ruined a moment, if you ask me.
It probably would have.
It would have been pretty bad timing. She has a fever.
Does she?
She has love fever.
Let's see, what even happens in the middle? There's just a lot of them losing for quite a while.
Yeah, that moment when they all decide, oh, let's digivolve into our ultimate form, because Mega, yeah, that won't do anything.
Half of them go for adult.
No, that's in the second fight. And they justify that by, we're too weak to go into Mega.
Oh, I missed that line then. Okay.
It's in the middle of the fight, whenever the kid says, oh my god, they're so weak, they can't turn into Mega, we have to somehow turn this around.
Basically, they all digivolve, they all get wrecked.
Twice.
They go all the way up to Mega level, then Ordinemon just screams, and they all go back down to win training. Just like, wow, was it even an attack?
Well, we gotta admit, Ordinemon, or Tits McGee as you call it, pretty much just needs to yell, oh look, it's acid rain, let me just erase reality here. Which, curiously enough, she only erased buildings, but the ground, or the kids, or the Digimon, nope, just the buildings.
I will give the movie some credit. They finally give Yggdrasil, like, a specific motivation, which is, I'm going to have Ordinemon unite both worlds so that I can destroy all humans and rule over both of them. So, okay, that's at least a goal.
Yeah, but I don't get it, because Hakmon pretty much says, oh yeah, Ordinemon has no control over that power, so she's pretty much going to destroy the human world and the digital world. And Yggdrasil doesn't know this?
Either doesn't know or doesn't care.
Yggdrasil's just dumb.
There's that, and apparently we're going to try again, because evil Genai steals the black cube of evilness.
What was that black cube?
It's the thing that went into the egg way back in the first movie.
Oh.
It's the source of all evil in the universe.
Did that create Meikumon in the first place, then?
Yeah, he stole it and is like, I'm either going to put it into Daemon or Diaboromon. Isn't Diaboromon dead twice?
Yeah.
He can always get another Caramon egg. That's not very hard. And if it goes to Daemon, he goes to Ultra Daemon, so that would be neat.
I thought he was talking about Marcus Daemon from Savers. That would be a twist.
In any event, there are a lot of evil Digimon they can pull out in Quad, and they'll probably do the superhero movie thing of going, well, last time we used one supervillain, what if this time we did two?
That gets DNA Digivolution between Diaboromon and Daemon, maybe, possibly.
In this whole series, the bad guys didn't really do much. They kind of just watched and kind of said, we're planning evil things.
The for real bad guy literally doesn't show up.
Yeah, and then the good guy's Digimon turned into the bad Digimon, and then they just defeat him.
Other things that happened. Oh, okay, so let's cover everything that happened with Daigo.
Okay.
He woke up, he was covered in blood.
Yeah, Daigo was pretty dead, considering that Tai was completely uninjured.
Yeah, how did he get those injuries? I still don't get how he had blood on his face, blood on his torso, blood on his arms, and Tai had nothing.
I also don't understand how they got from wherever they were in the digital world to in this random lab somehow.
The digital world is made of tunnels.
Apparently, yeah. It's a series of tubes.
I think Dark Genii was just having a game of Saw with them.
Yeah, something like that. Why did Dark Genii even, like, go, oh, by the way, you guys can you can totally do this thing where one of you gets to go home.
Because it's fun.
He would have lost if he hadn't done that, if he just killed both of them.
I think he didn't see Daigo being all screwed up. I think he thought, oh yeah, clearly Tai is going to argue that Daigo should go, and Daigo is going to like, oh no, Tai, you should go.
He still could have killed actually all six of them, because there are also the four people who don't appear in these movies.
And are just blacked out.
The shadow people.
They were in the Dark Ocean for a long time.
Okay, so this is my big complaint about the entire series. I continue to have no problem with the idea that these movies were not supposed to be about the O2 kids, so they had to get rid of them somehow. That's fine. But let's go back to the first movie, where Tai is calling everybody he knows to try and get someone to give a shit about his soccer game. And he doesn't call any of the O2 kids because they're gone.
Especially Davis.
So he clearly, in the first one, knows that they're gone. And then in this one, is surprised to learn the kids are missing.
Maybe he thought they moved away?
Right? I mean, what happened here? Has it only been a few days? Did it happen right before the show started and he just hasn't thought about calling them? If so, that's a little weird, but okay. But if it's been a while, like, did their parents not form search parties?
Where is this in the timeline? Is this after the Armageddon movie?
Yeah.
And I have no idea.
Right, like, how did this happen?
Like, Nishijima's just kind of hand waves away, just like, I was forced to cover it up for 3 months.
Or however long. They're non-specific about how long it's even been. It could potentially have been a year.
Suspension of disbelief.
It's not even internally consistent.
Look, nobody watches Digimon for it. Oh, wait. I mean,
I watch it for the two cats combining to form a massive boob monster.
Hey, it also had a nice ass.
That was just two cats put together.
But I mean, technically it was a giant cat and an angel. An evil angel.
It's just two cats. One of them's just called Tailmon, because that's the most inventive name for a cat Digimon.
I mean, it's at least as creative as the Maine Coon one.
The one that's just named after the partner.
Oh, well, no, it's because she's a Maine Coon, the type of cat.
Wait, is that actually a cat?
Yeah, there's a type of cat called Maine Coon, which is just like a very, very large house cat.
Huh.
I want to see it.
I will send you a picture.
I'm just going to ask, when is Meikumon coming back? Because I'm pretty sure she's going to come back. I don't think they're just going to leave Mei without the Digimon.
Meikumon's dead.
I don't know, I could see her being around a little bit. If they actually bring Meikumon back, I'll be kind of p***ed, because why did you just completely undermine the entire point of the last movies?
Because she needs a redemption arc and show off her actual Digivolutions, except despite the dark ones.
Yeah, but like the whole point was, okay, so Maki lost her Digimon and went crazy, but Meiko won't because she's accepted the loss and is moving on with the rest of her life.
And because of that, you'll be rewarded by getting her Digimon back. Unlike Maki. You know, it's like the tale of the guy who just lost his axe in the river.
Oh yeah, the tale of the guy who lost his axe. I know that one.
I don't.
If I remember right, it's Japanese folktale. Guy drops his axe in the lake and is asked by a goddess if he dropped a silver one or a golden one, and is rewarded with both for being honest.
Yes.
There we go. I still don't think it's okay to bring back Meikumon.
No, I don't think it should.
Okay, they're going to bring her back.
Probably. And I'm going to hate it like I hated this.
I'm just saying, if Kokomon came back, Meikomon's going to come back too.
We'll see. I bet I could definitely see them just having her be a cameo or, I don't know, missing for the entire six movies.
Next six movies.
Maybe they've just done with May's arc now.
Kinda. They did have her move away. Like, I bet they don't do much more than get her on the phone once in a while.
Now, we need some hints that she and Ty are dating, because we both know Mimi's gonna be with Easy.
These movies seemed really averse to, like, pulling the trigger on any ships. Because they tried to make all of them work.
Mimi Sora, Mimi Mei Mei, Mimi Tai, Mimi Matt, Mimi Easy, Mimi T. No, I'm kidding.
They had at least a moment for all of those. Also Tai with everybody, including his sister.
No!
Yamato stop. With everybody, including his brother.
Yeah, but that's the best ship.
The ship Matt with Tai, definitely.
Yeah, that definitely happens.
But Sora is the only one who cried for Tai.
They didn't hold hands.
I know, I was so disappointed when they didn't hold hands.
They held hands when they made the mega levels, but this time they didn't. They're just growing apart.
That's what it means to be an adult.
To stop holding hands? I don't want to be an adult then.
Never stop holding hands.
Yeah, so they seriously tried to make every ship happen. And it's so weird.
Oh, so that's why it's Digimon Try. Digimon Try to ship.
Digimon Love Try angle.
Yes.
Next Digimon movie, Digimon Try. In parentheses, angle.
They had a triangle on a lot of the shirts. Remember that? Then they just wore the school uniforms to the digital world like you do.
Yeah, and bring no other clothing, and are surprised when anybody thought to bring food.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I'm a responsible adult.
Sora, you're the best mom, remembering how to have food.
These are the people in charge of saving not one, but two worlds.
They're so irresponsible.
And not for the first time.
Well, like, at least the first time, they didn't have the option to get ready. They didn't know it was happening.
Second time, they were all separated.
The second time, they actually did a reasonably good job. They were able to go home at the end of the day, which helps, so they didn't really have to do a lot more than pack a picnic lunch.
Wait, I'm talking about the Abudo Mall, but okay.
Oh, I was talking about O2.
Oh, no, I don't care about O2.
Neither does this show.
Nope.
They literally just put it in an icebox.
So we can all agree that they had them as black silhouettes because they didn't want to do new character designs, right? They all had exactly the same hair.
Well, that was probably just to distinguish them.
Wait, well, I'm just worried, where's Vimo, Hakmo, Armadillomo, and Rorimo?
Yeah, where are any of them? Did they die? I think they're dead.
Did they get rebooted?
Well, wherever they are, they've just got the memories back.
Okay. How about this? We did see Imperial Dramon, and there's absolutely no evidence to suggest that that wasn't the real Wormmon and Vmon.
Ooh.
And they did kill him.
It had a different color palette.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily matter.
It could be Dark Imperial Dramon. He did not mode change. Dark Imperial Dramon does not have a mode change.
Yeah, it's just a Dark Digivolution to Imperial Dramon. And when they killed him, they killed two of the partner Digimon and didn't care.
Well, they're going to be reborn anyway. They killed him in a digital space.
I'm also upset that Leomon got reborn and didn't get killed again.
No, what you don't see is Leomon just gets his memories back immediately, like, oh, so this happened. Behind him, you see Ogremon just backs at him. Oh, my rival, I finally got you.
So doing something with Leomon would have actually been really cool. Just have, you know, one of the random Digimon that's being summoned into the world. Just have one of them kill Leomon. 5 seconds of Leomon is alive again, bye.
Have Leomon transform into Saber Leomon, like, don't worry, kids, I'll save you from this monster! Nice.
They use Wizardmon for the dead Digimon cameo instead.
Yeah, I was okay with that. Yeah, Wizardmon is alive again, by the way.
Oh yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Also, Devimon can overthrow a Magna Angemon. That's a thing, too.
Oh yeah, they bring back Devimon.
I was actually kind of on board with bringing back Devimon, but then Devimon can just fight on the same level as, what's his name?
Magnar Angemon.
Oh, I thought he was a level higher at that point.
It was not Serafimo. That would be very, very weird.
It's already pretty weird. Holy Andromon can take out Paimon, but not Devimon.
It was a weakened Paimon, and it was a portal that would suck up everything.
There's no such thing as consistent power levels in Digimon.
What are you saying? Power scaling? That's not a thing in Digimon? What is this?
It's almost like Togemon lasted longer than Rosemon against Ordinimon.
Oh god, that's true.
That did happen.
In their defense, they were aiming for the hair arms, so...
the second attempt is a much more fun Balma.
That's true. I'm pretty into having Berdramon catch Togemon repeatedly.
And Togemon flying as a propeller.
It's pretty fun.
Also, where's Alphamo?
I don't know.
After like 4 seconds in the post-reboot world, Alphamon is gone and never comes back.
I'm going to assume it was in the bunker with Nishijima.
They killed the best character in Digimon. What is that?
What? I don't remember them killing Takato.
Daigo. I maintain that Daigo is the best character they've ever put into, at certainly Adventure.
Nah, they killed Maki first.
Maki is not dead.
Maki is.
She is not dead.
She is totally coming back in Quad. They put her in the Dark Ocean and then went, oh yeah, by the way, evil Genai is going to the Dark Ocean.
You know what would be awesome? If somehow she actually got Tapimon back. Got Megadramon back, and you use that little dark cube to make him into something really bad.
Yeah, that'd be bad. Do something with that whole destroyed partnership thing. And also, does she still have a Digivice? Did that generation ever have Digivices?
No, they did. They did have Digivices.
I'd have to go back and check, but I'll believe you.
You know, I still think that little dark cube is Antibody X because of Mei's Digivice and the whole X thing.
Yeah, that was weird. But either way, in this continuity, it's the source of all evil.
I still think it's Antibody X for some reason, especially because they just revealed Diabudomon X, and they hinted that in the movie, so...
Yeah, maybe. I'm fine if it is. Yeah, so Maki, not dead, just teased for the next movie. Which was, I guess, a good choice, but they should have had her do something in the last movie.
Well, all she did in the last movie was die.
That was in movie 5, if she died at all. 6, she literally was only in flashbacks for a few seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was nothing. She wasn't here.
Yeah.
Do you know why that is?
No.
Because she died.
She didn't.
I think she's dead.
I think if she had died, they would have made it a lot more explicit and tried to get some tears out of it.
You know, she could turn into one of the 7 deadly sins, technically, because a human can turn into a Digimon, technically.
That would be a twist.
I mean, let me just check this. What would be the sin for Maki?
Lust.
She'd look pretty good as Lilithmon.
Yeah, but that's not... I wouldn't say she's a lust Digimon, though.
She's been lusting over getting Tapimon back for 20 years.
Yeah, on the other hand, she didn't lust at all over Daigo.
Yes, I mean, she never showed an inkling of lust, so... Think about this. There's pride, envy, wrath. She could very well be wrath.
I could see that.
Sloth, greed, gluttony, and lust.
I could also see pride or greed working pretty well.
No, it's not the owner of Mei. Forget it. It's someone you didn't see in the other movies, okay?
What's your girlfriend's fan theory?
No, she thought that we're talking about Mei.
Mei turning into an evil Digimon would be pretty bad too.
But she had the whole white light Digivice thing going on. At the end.
She did.
They all did.
Yeah. Hers went from black to white, though. And it was special and important.
They all did the whole Megazords combine.
A little bit, yeah. They didn't actually have the Digimon combine, but they did power up Mercy Mode.
Nah, I think they all went into Omnimon.
I think they all entered into Omnimon.
Oh, maybe. If that happened, I didn't notice it.
Also, Magnadramon confirmed as the canon Digivolution.
Not okay with that.
What? Well, no, why would you not want the puppy Digimon that goes into a cat, that goes into an angel, that goes into a cat dragon?
Oh, that part's fine. It's that it suggests that that Willis is canon.
I'm okay with this. I loved Kokomon and Loopmon. What the hell are you talking about?
I like that film.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't matter. Look, it's the only movie where Magnamon is actually useful.
Yeah, but that's its own problem.
No, it's not. Look, just because the receptionist of the Royal Knights is not powerful does not mean he doesn't need a highlight, okay?
So does this mean that Magnadramon can just create the golden digi-eggs whenever she feels like it?
With Serafimo, I'm assuming so, yes. I'm also assuming that Rapidmon Gold is more powerful than Omega somehow.
Yeah, so in the middle of O2... We can just do that. We can just go up to Serafimon and Holydramon, and then we never do it again for the rest of the series.
We could, but then again, Magnamon is not really all that powerful, so...
They just apparently had 2 Megas on the team the whole time that they didn't use. Even ignoring the Digivices, they had the ability to turn 2 Megas that they didn't.
Look, they were pushed to their limits, okay?
Okay, so now we have to cover the fact that the O2 epilogue is canon.
Because Matt wants to go to space.
Ty has a non-specific new career that he actually cares about, where he's going to go be an ambassador to the UN, I guess. Matt's gonna go to space, because that's a thing you can just decide to do on a whim.
Huh, maybe I'll just go to space.
You know what, I'm changing my major. I'm gonna be astronaut.
Can you do that right now, Matt? Do you have the grades for that?
Actually, yes. I have the wrong major and none of the physical qualifications, but I probably have the grades.
I have the Digimon for it, don't worry about it, guy.
There's that aspect too. Does Matt have good grades? He's never given any indication of it.
Look, it's headcanon, okay? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry, it's just canon.
Look, what we clearly need in Digimon is Wormmon getting that Digi-Egg of Miracles of Evolution called Kogomo, okay?
Here's what I want to know. When he's on Mars, what happens if he uses the gate to go to the digital world?
He goes to digital Mars. The hell are you talking about?
Okay, see, that's a interesting facet they could explore.
It's filled with those, what's the name, Varemo?
What, the alien that steals intelligence from Izzy?
No, there's another version, there's a Digivolution for that thing.
Ebemon.
Precisely. It's just a place filled with Ebemons.
But yeah, so that's gonna happen. He's gonna go to Mars, other things too. Iori's gonna be a lawyer. Ken, okay, you know what Quad should be? I need me a buddy cop movie about Ken and Stingmon being cops. Then Iori is defending the people that he arrests.
Iori is Phoenix Wright in his...
Yes, yes, obviously. Iori needs a stepladder or possibly just a regular ladder in order to, you know, see over the podium.
Get the evidence he makes Hawkmon evolve into Shurima and do stealth missions.
I'm really into this idea of a Digimon noir.
Maybe one day.
I think we need a few years after college, though, so that's going to be, I guess, Penta.
So, can someone explain why Jessmon just cut off a wing, Tailmon came out, but Makomon just stayed there?
Okay, so cutting off the wing cut off the... You notice how there were two Digicores, one on each wing?
No.
Okay, well there were. So Jessmon cut off the wing that contained Garomon so that Garomon could come out, and then Yggdrasil, having magic, filled the empty spots in her data with evil, I guess. Evil in the form of birds.
So he was dumb and decided not to cut the other wing because reasons?
Pretty much, yeah.
Jessmon's just a...
Excuse, did you just say that about our lord and savior, Jessmon?
I mean, technically speaking, if Jessmon had cut off the other wing, I think Makumon might have been fine.
Yep.
Probably. She died because Jessmon forgot to cut the other wing.
Well, so if you can only cut off one wing, if you cut off Makumon, then you just have Garomon in charge of all cosmic power. I think Garomon could probably handle it and not be insane. So really, Makumon died because Jessmon's an asshole.
Look, our lord and savior works in mysterious ways.
Our lord and savior's an asshole.
Our lord and savior was inspired in Huckleberry Finn. What are you talking about?
I still don't understand that. That's the dumbest thing. And I don't know if it's canon or not, but I see it on wikis all the time. And canon or not, it's the stupidest decision in Digimon.
Look, you leave Huckleberry Finn out of this, okay?
He won't stay out of it, though. He's been in all six films and contributed pretty much nothing until this last moment.
He's the plot dump, okay?
Basically.
And barely that. He doesn't do a good job of it.
Also, he's completely wrong about the amount of seconds left before the reboot, because that does not add up.
Yeah, so he said it was like 69,000 seconds, I think.
No, 94,000 something.
94,000. Well, so that's 26 hours. 94,000 seconds is 26.11 repeating hours, which is kind of a lot. But I'll give him that he says that's when the entire world will be destroyed, so we're going to do the reboot before that. But homeostasis still pulled the trigger on that real early.
Well, they didn't have any other plan at that point.
They never actually did have a plan.
They just kind of kept going.
Yeah.
They just kind of went, let's just wait for Ty.
Their plan kind of depended just a little bit too much on, you know, let's just hope or Denimo kind of f***s up with our whole thing of destroying the world and somehow we can reboot the real world somehow.
Well, so rebooting the real world, it was an interesting concept, because it's just, what if we zeroed out every hard drive on the planet? Which is pretty bad, actually. Just as a, oh, this is homeostasis's way of not quite destroying the world, is we'll just do a thing that'll probably result in millions upon millions of people dying.
Yeah, like, what is rebooting the real world? Like, does it just destroy all the electronics, or what?
They covered it in two lines, and it resets all the data. The electronics would still work, but we'd have to reprogram them from scratch.
So imagine being, I don't know, a millionaire having millions of dollars in the bank, and then format all of that. The banks would go in chaos.
Yeah, so at least there's some upside. But the computers that run the electric company do that too.
Everything just kind of stops working.
Everybody who isn't in Amish country, pretty screwed. So yeah, okay, I'm into that as kind of a consequence, because it actually explains why the three sides are not real with each other.
Let's also not forget that nuclear plants that require attention is always...
There are a lot of bad things that can happen. Although, if they're the new style nuclear plants, they should actually just shut off when that happens.
Things go bad.
So yeah, that at least is a plan. And okay, let's keep in mind that it only might work because it didn't work last time.
That's because Meikumon somehow got into the backup thing. I think that isn't that the reason or something, that somehow she got in the backup thing and got the memories of others or whatever.
Yeah, somehow it's unclear whether she just has the memories of all the partner Digimon or possibly just all the memories of all the Digimon.
It's all the Digimon.
Okay.
Because they have like snapshots of a Dramojimon and a Chewmon for some reason.
I want to back up a little bit to how kind of heartless the main character kids are. Because Izzy's plan is, oh, we can go ahead with the reboot as long as we back up all of our Digimon's memories. But every other Digimon, including all of the kids with partners across the world, screw them.
It's not like there's any other option, though.
Yeah, but still. I am concerned about my friends in particular.
They're not true Digidestined.
They didn't go to the digital world like us.
They're not mercy killing anyone.
They didn't go against this cat demon god thingy like us.
Don Don. Ah, yes. My 6-letter, purely uppercase password.
I thought that was super cute. I called it the moment they said it needs a password, something that she used a lot.
Oh, 100%. I'm just like, oh, okay, so like we could have broken that with Hashcat in 4 seconds.
Also, I want to see how that's going to be in an English version, because she doesn't say Tamach, so...
What did they say in the dubs? I can't remember anymore.
I've forgotten as well.
That moment in the password is going to be thank you.
It's something with a southern accent.
Yes, you have to type this word with a southern accent.
No. You just see Maymay typing in a southern accent. Thank you.
Also, why did Maymay have to be the one to type the password? It's 6 letters.
Because movie, that's why.
They don't know how to spell in southern.
Oh wait, Izzy, let me just change the dialect of a keyboard. It's easier that way.
The southern IME.
But apparently now Digimon are just file systems.
Yeah, you can hack into your Digimon now.
I mean, that's been canon since, like, episode 6 when he hacked Tentomon into evolving.
But he didn't see his files, though.
That's true, but still.
Just back him up to the cloud.
Yeah, you should maybe set up a backup program to run, like, every day. Because if you backed up Meikumon, she wouldn't be dead right now.
So can he just, like, copy and paste that backup of Meikumon?
Hey, Izzy, I'd really like 6 Agumon so that I can have them do a choreographed dance for me. Can you hook me up?
That's a lot of Agumon to feed.
Agumon being reduced to hungry and no other feelings. Not a good choice.
Well, he didn't have Tai, so...
Yeah, but that's been consistent for all 6 movies.
Also, Tai ran all the way along that beach without anyone seeing him.
Why didn't he go to a different spot as the other 4 kids?
How did Tai know where they were?
Also, where were the 02 kids' pods on that beach? Because they weren't there.
No, so Tai took them all to the hospital first.
But there were no pods on that beach. There was only Tai's.
Huh, I forgot about that. No, they were just instantly transported to the hospital, I guess.
I want to know why they needed life support, why Yggdrasil just let them live.
Yeah, well, so it was Maki who was keeping them on life support, I guess. Which I can sort of see her compromising between killing them and letting them stop her plans.
And what type of wounds did they have that caused them to need life support?
Well, they didn't have wounds. She just was keeping them in a coma so that they couldn't talk to anybody.
Yeah, but we clearly saw them getting hurt in the first movie.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
How did they find out about Yggdrasil's plan? That's the first thing. Second of all, how the hell did not Imperial Jamon kind of, you know, kick some ass?
These are reasonable questions.
Especially because if this is after Armageddon, I'm pretty sure you can access that beautiful paladin mode. That's just me.
And so, my last big complaint that I have is that when Tai is on the phone with Maymay at the very end, and he's trying to hit on her, so Agumon chimes in with, "We'll be friends forever." And that's stupid enough on its own. But how did he not steal a Daigo line and ask to be her new partner? That would have been the cutest.
It's too soon. Daigo waited at least 8 to 9 years for that.
That's fair.
Wait. We should have known that Daigo was going to die from the start.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally in his name.
Oh, come on, Stevie.
Die. Go.
No, I'm not going to make this joke. You guys are going to hate me. You're Brits.
What is...
Now I'm really curious.
Lay it on us.
Princess Diana.
That's terrible.
I know.
That's just literally referencing someone dying in the media.
Yeah, but her name, it predicted it.
It's the same logic you used, admittedly.
True.
I'm sorry.
So yeah, these movies.
Your thing.
I will admit, 5 and 6 were better on this watch than I thought when I first watched them, but still not good. I think Try was a mistake.
Come on, don't you want a quad now?
Honestly, no. I will still take entire series about Daigo and Maki, just... Give me their whole first adventure.
You know what I'd like to see? And I'll be completely honest here. How about the movie with the Tamers kids? Because of that ending they did of Takato finding like a portal to the digital world again.
There was also Message in a Packet that I really liked.
Yeah, that was like an audio recording or something.
Yeah, it was an audio recording of all the kids sending an email to the Digimon. Because they didn't end up being able to use that portal to go through physically. It was too small, but they could send data through.
And then the Digimon were in the real world for some reason.
Yeah, that one's, I think, not canon. There's a different audio recording of them being back in the real world.
Wait, we're talking about Tamers or Try?
Tamers.
Tamers.
Tamers has three different endings, none of which are technically canon.
What? I didn't know about this. What?
Yeah, so there's the movie that is not canon, pretty, I think, explicitly.
With the Mephistimo thing?
The one with the train. Locomon.
There's a Locomon movie of why did I know this?
Yeah, there's a Tamers movie about Locomon, and it's not very good, except that possibly Rookie is trans, which is rad as hell.
Okay, Runaway Locomon, then there's Battle of the Adventurers, which is the Mephistimo one, and was the first one, actually.
Yeah, that one's set during the series, I think.
And then there are two audio recordings that take place after the show ends. Drama CDs, that's what they were called. Back in the before times, when people still bought CDs.
Digimon Tamers original story, Message in a Packet.
It's more of a Japanese thing.
Yeah, it never got an official translation.
And this is not canon.
Unfortunately, no, because it's some of the best content in the series.
So I want that Tamers movie, though.
Yeah, no, I'd have been way more interested in a Tamers continuation than I was in Adventure continuation.
But the nostalgia's not there.
You know what they could do? Finally make a goddamn movie about Ryu.
Just do the games as a movie.
Or as a series, actually.
That'd be pretty rad, too.
Explain everything why he's present in the whole two universes for some reason.
One of my favorite gripes about Digimon is that they didn't have him do a cameo in every season.
Oh my god, that would have been amazing.
Right, just like one episode where Ryo is in the background.
That reminds me of Inazuma 11, because in all the seasons, in all the series, there's always one guy, blonde hair, black sunglasses, that always makes a cameo. Always, independent of the series, season, and year.
Interesting.
In the games, he's one of the most overpowered players in the game, but still. It's just a cameo. It's there every single time, and everybody notices that.
Yeah, Ryo is so good, and I love him. And I wish they would do something with him again.
They'd do it badly, though. Just look at Try. And then think, if this is Try, what if they tried Ryo?
Digimon Try Ryo.
Digimon didn't really try.
By the way, Ryo has an alias called the Legendary Tamer. Oh, is there not an anime about him right now?
It was called Digimon Tamers. He was a side character.
Yeah, so, I don't know. There was a lot of potential to this, although I still maintain that a better way of continuing adventure would be the thing they were kind of dropping hooks for in the last episode, where it's just Iori leading another new team with some of the Dark Spore kids who all got D3s at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been cool. What happened to them? They seemed like they needed therapy.
I don't remember this.
All the kids that had Dark Spores that... Oikawa. All of the kids that he Dark Spored so that he could open up the gate get D3s at the end. And Iori is standing with them on the cliffside at the end. And you're like, oh, okay, so he's going to start a new team with all the younger kids. Nope.
If I may, I think Digimon's at its strongest when you just got new characters you don't know anything about. Because you just lay out the foundation you have that to work with. Because let's be honest, Digimon right from the get-go was always young kids coming of age.
It is pretty cool having, you know, kids who don't know what they're doing having to figure out how to life. But I think if you're going to continue adventure, you want the older people around. So I think you find a good balance there where, yeah, you include the one person who's done this before and can show them around, a bunch of new kids who have to learn things, and then occasional cameos from the older kids instead of having them steal the show like they did in O2.
They stole the show in O2? Since when?
Since every episode that they show up to mentor the kids in, they're just ridiculously more competent at everything.
They have one episode dedicated to them, then the rest is just the O2 cast. You never see Ty stealing spotlight from Davis.
Ty comes back a lot.
And, like, the episode where Agumon got kidnapped was way more interesting than anything that ever happened to Davis.
True, but it's O2, so, I mean...
The 0-2 kids are so boring, they literally just put them in cryo chambers and ignored them for 6 films.
The kids disappeared for months, and none of their friends noticed.
None of them cared to investigate further when they're just told that their friends are just gone.
Well, and when Ty is finally told, by the way, the 0-2 kids have been gone for months, he's like, what?
I never noticed this.
They were missing?
I thought he was just next door, what the hell? He just blends in so much with the crowd, I mean...
And, like, when Genai is using Ken's face for no particular reason, no one is surprised to see him. They're just like, oh, hey, it's Ken. I guess he's evil again.
Let's not try and talk with his parents or anything.
Yeah, we went to his house once. He wasn't there, so I guess that's it.
It's not like we have digital monsters that can break down the door and check if everything is okay inside there.
Or email. Remember when he had email?
Oh, yeah, email. Oh, yeah, or phone numbers or something. I don't know what the hell that is.
The plot holes.
There's no plot holes in Digimon, Stevie. Only questions that haven't been answered yet with more questions.
There's holes in the literal universe throughout this whole series.
It's because of Ryu. He's been messing too much with the universe.
They really, like, all they had to do to get rid of the O2 kids and stick them in cryo chambers for months and not have it be really weird would be have the start of the plot be that those kids are investigating, right? All of the O1 kids are like, hey, we need to go save them.
Or you could just made it so, okay, the O1 kids mentioned that, oh, we don't know what the hell happened to them, they maybe moved away or something. And then, like, in the middle of one of the movies, you have just one section dedicated to what the hell happened to the O2 kids. Like a reverse flashback.
Yeah, literally anything works. Just, you have to address it and not give 4 seconds of a silhouette. And then, oh, by the way, they're in the hospital, I guess they're fine, bye.
Yeah, this last film didn't wrap up much.
They intentionally didn't wrap anything up because they were trying to plug the movies they're making.
That's a lie. Or did anyone wrapped up the bridge? The hell are you talking about?
Okay, she was actually very well animated, I thought.
Yeah.
I don't get the fur hand thing, but okay. That are so fragile.
Maybe we could have put less budget in animating and a little more budget into writing.
Maybe should have wasted half of the budget animating this white woman with wings that has breasts and ass exposed.
She's an Ava, okay? That's all you needed to know.
No, she's an angel, not an Ava. Don't you offend Avas.
You know they're the same thing, right? That's just canon.
If you want to get technical about it, humans are angels, so...
Was that the same white zone that Kari went into? Is that the same as the end of the Evangelion series, that whole white zone?
Yes. And then Gatomon said congratulations.
Yes. When Meikumo dissipated, she turned to LCL.
Oh, and then there was that time when Gatomon wasn't feeling so well.
Meiko's the light!
Digimon predicted Infinity War. Oh, by the way, you guys saw how Gatomon's animation turned 3D when she was inside of Ordenimon for some reason?
Yeah, that was weird.
A lot of this film was weird.
I still like how they don't have animation for Warp Digivolution, so you gotta do one step at a time, too. They could have just gone back to the old ways with bad 3D, but still, nope. That still looks better than the 3D they use now.
So many Digivolutions.
Too many Digivolutions.
Even with the split screens, there's too many Digivolutions.
Legit.
Yeah. There's not much to say about this movie, too.
It suffers from too much Digimon.
It was pleasing, but then when you start taking it apart, I'm like, oh, okay.
You can't analyze this movie because it just doesn't really hold up to any amount of scrutiny.
It was fun.
It's in the middle of the table in this case. It's above 1 and 4.
Yeah, I put it in the middle. Yeah, it was worse than 4.
Yeah, I'd give it definitely worse than 4, although 4 used to be my lowest, so.
My lowest is actually the first film.
Oh, my lowest 4. If I remember correctly, I might be just changing my opinion right now.
Let's all say, what's our least favorite of the films?
Oh, I thought we were talking about season 4. Season 4 was definitely the worst Digimon.
Season 4 does not exist. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so least favorite film, probably 4.
Loss. You, Nelson?
I think I agree with Quinn there. If I remember correctly, 4 was the worst one.
Rapey Genai really kills it for me.
I agree with that opinion there, but I enjoyed Reunion, the first film, less. So I'm saying that's my least favourite. Just because it's on a rewatch, it's rubbish. Because it's all just nostalgia and it's very boring. At least I enjoyed 4 a lot more.
So second worst?
We're not going through all of the films because that'd take
ages. Let's go through all of the films. It's only 6 films.
But we can save that for our possible 7th episode where we discuss Try as a whole.
I vote we make this a really long one with a super summary at the end. So I'm vetoing the idea to rank them all in order. Just say which one your favourite was of the series.
3.
Mine was also 3.
I don't remember anymore. Check this again, because I'm sorry, but nothing really sticked in my mind. I think it was 5, my favorite.
Wow.
Coexistence?
I think, okay.
The one where Ty disappears.
Why would you say something so controversial, but so great?
5 is my second favorite.
Let me just check this real quick.
I will maintain those first 5 minutes of 4 are amazing. The flashback deal.
Well, they strip away most of what makes this series.
When it's suddenly a silent movie, because, you know, it was the 80s and it was a different time.
Less color, less sound, less focus on the main 8 kids.
I'm trying to remember, and I'm not getting anything out of this.
I think that's what the writers were doing when they tried to write this.
Okay, wait. I know that 1 and 4 were my worst ones. 6 was in the middle of this, so I only have 2, 3, and 5. Okay, Confession was my favorite one. It was one with Hercules Capuchermo, so it's 3.
Yes, that's unanimous.
That's the one.
It peaks in the middle.
Yes, especially with that Hercules Capuchermo tanking all the goddamn Digimon.
That was pretty bad.
He's called Hercules for a reason.
I don't think I cried at any of the other films. There's only 3.
I got a couple of tears when Daigo died, because that was pretty good.
You say that. I didn't cry when Daigo died, but I did cry at least 4 or 3 times seeing 6.
What moments did you cry at?
Gabumon's speech.
Okay, that's a good speech.
Meikumon's death.
Yeah, okay.
I couldn't take the end of 6 seriously.
Meikumon dying is kind of sad, especially with the Tamage.
Yeah, the Dandan.
Yeah, the Dandan. God, that's sad.
Dandan. Just like, oh, Meikumon.
Ah, Sora talking with Matt while they're still in the digital world.
Oh, and she's like, Ty's okay, right?
Oh, yeah, that was cute. Sora getting a haircut for no reason in the last 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. That was odd.
Why did you cut your hair? No reason.
Sometimes it's what you do after you, you know, almost get killed.
Several times.
The kids weren't in real danger, really.
Acid Rain, Wild Digimon, Dark Genai. Alphamon, Jessmon, Maki.
Our teacher died.
Sora was only in danger when she jumped on Machinedramon. The rest of the time, pretty much everyone didn't get attacked.
And, you know, when a guy was licking her, she was in some serious danger then.
I just want to point out that Machinedramon is superior to a nuclear explosion, technically. And Sora suffered no internal damage from getting crushed by his claw.
Unless you count emotional damage. They all suffered a lot of emotional damage.
Yeah. And this is anime, so there are no psychiatrists.
The only psychiatrist you have is your own mind.
It's like, seriously, Maki could have been avoided if she'd gone to see a psychiatrist.
Wait, why Maki? Don't
Maki, the one who obsessed over her dead friend for 20 years.
Yep.
As you do.
Admittedly, I'm not sure what happens if you tell a therapist in the 80s. No, you see, I had this monster friend.
And I'm determined to bring them back. I'll literally destroy 2 worlds to bring them back.
You just see the psychiatrist, okay, Maki, just stay here, I'll get the proper help. Just see him grab the phone, put her into crazy hospital.
You know, that still would have avoided this problem, though.
That's the sad part.
It's all Maki's fault.
It's all Maki's fault.
Actually, it's all Maki's friend's fault.
Don't you blame this on Daigo. He tried his best.
Daigo was admittedly an enabler.
He tried his best, guys. Come on.
He died his best.
Ah, Stevie.
That's terrible.
Oh, no, I don't feel sorry about the Prison Cyana joke I made.
For real, though, the funniest moment in the film was when it all went silent, and then Ty comes back, and he's there. And then it just goes sudden close-up and butterfly, he just bursts into it.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Oh, wow, so much tension, and it's just like, begin!
And it's not just Butterfly, it's the electric guitar version of Butterfly.
I burst out laughing when it just went just sudden close-up on his face.
That was bad. That's like, oh, did we not know who was coming? Who else could possibly be coming?
What if Daigo came back?
Oh, that'd be bad.
And then Daigo befriends Agumon and just totally replaces Ty.
I still say that Daigo's gonna be the next Genai for some reason, and he'll always have his little Bearmon beside him. I don't care what you say, that's my headcanon. That's gonna happen.
I'd be okay with that, yeah?
I need to see Barrymore.
Genai turned evil, so homeostasis replaced him with this guy.
Yeah.
I'm down.
I still want to know how homeostasis shut down Yggdrasil.
Yeah? Is evil Genai now working on his own, or is Yggdrasil still doing things?
Well, what we don't know is that from the end of Digimon Cyber Sloth, the alternate timeline where Eaters don't exist, they just came back and tried. There you go. Yggdrasil's corrupted because of them. That's what happened, clearly. We're going to have Mirai in the next Digimon movie.
Oh, I'd be so down for that.
I said that as a joke, but yeah, I kind of like that. Just make a huge crossover from all the Digimon games.
Between Mirai and Ryo, Digimon is already always a crossover with every other season.
You know, I'd like to see Digimon World DS Dawn and Dusk turn into an anime.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I'd like to see Sayo and the other kid actually interact. I want Tentomon to speak in Kansai to me. That's what I want.
Tentomon is a maid. Want. Tentomon is best girl now.
Tentomon was always best girl.
That's fair.
Even when he lost his memory, he still brings Oolong Tea too busy.
Yeah, that was good.
Oolong Tea is universal.
I love that Oolong Tea is just the source of Izzy's power.
It's the cause of his recent sex appeal, don't you see? Mimi's gonna fall head over heels over him. I keep on shipping those two.
Oh, it's a real good ship.
It's the best ship.
And at least they did finally ship Tai with someone other than his sister.
Yes, and Matt has now the whole path open for Sora.
But at the end of it all, I think Tri was pretty good.
I think Tri was mediocre.
I enjoyed it more than I didn't.
I'll use one sound effect to describe my feelings.
Yeah.
I won't be rewatching it anytime soon.
I kind of feel that way about Adventure at this point. I spent a year micro-analyzing Adventure, and it turned out it wasn't very good. And then I started O2, and it turned out that wasn't very good. And then Tri wasn't very good.
Look, O2 is slightly above Frontier.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And Tamers is the best one.
I think what I'm saying is, like, half of Digimon is kind of
Tamers, Cross Wars, and D-Squad isn't that bad.
Yeah, although the last season of Cross Wars was not good.
Let's not talk about that, please.
I think Digimon Adventure Tri is better than our coverage of Digimon Adventure Tri, at least.
Oh, I don't know about that.
At least we make people laugh.
Yeah, I think we're entertaining.
At least mildly so.
Yeah, and I'm not sure you can say that about Tri.
At least our plot makes sense.
That's true.
At least we're not licking any girls right now.
No, I mean, I am.
Should I not be doing that?
Oh,
I guess me and Quinn should stop licking girls.
Oh, and you speak about Dark Genai, eh?
Dark Stevie. Dark Quinn.
I would like to now commission you to please draw Dark Stevie.
Dark Stevie, who thinks that Lost is the best one in the series.
Just has Genai licking on loop.
No, I just see Dark Stevie licking a DVD box of Lost.
God, Stevie, I think maybe you need to just get a gif of Genai licking Sora and just put it on Twitter.
Don't have to.
I think you might.
No, don't do it, Stevie.
I can't stop Dark Stevie from doing it, though.
It's Spookaloween, and that's the creepiest thing in Digimon.
Really? I still think that Venom Yotti's mall killing Garokenimon is the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
I disagree.
The pink jello Digimon from Tamers.
Tamers is creepy.
Tamers is the best season because it's had people that work on Evangelion there.
I always knew him from Lane. Y'all should watch Serial Experiments Lane.
Announcing our next series, where we'll be talking about Serial Experiments Lane.
Stevie, if you want to do a Halloween special, just watch the most scary movie of them all, The Room, by Tommy Wiseau.
But that's hilarious.
It's poopy. It's poopy all the way.
Dark Wiseau.
I want that to the new Star Wars movie. That's Wiseau.
As long as we're talking about it, you two doing costumes for Halloween?
In Portugal, we don't celebrate Halloween.
Because every day is Halloween in Portugal.
Yes, we're always giving candies to kids.
Well, I am going as Sailor Mars, thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I say, except you're welcome.
Done.
Don't do that, please.
You've been giving me crap about that song about forever. Don't you start.
Okay, it's yours. Copyright, I get it.
The last moment with Mako would be so much more emotional if they just dabbed at Mako.
Yeah, instead of done, she says dab and dabs the whole time.
I can see that in the Digimon bridge for some reason.
Dabs into oblivion.
She's just like, I don't feel so good, May. That disappears. To see May go like, oh god, I'm so happy she's dead now.
The power of dab.
But the power of dab compels. Wait, I just thought about something. If cutting the Digicore out of the wing makes the Digimon come out of the Ordenimon, how the hell did Merciful Mode cut the wings off and nothing came out?
Yeah, that's a reasonable question.
I just thought of this right now.
Like, the only reason that they had to kill her was because they wanted it to be dramatic at the end. They could absolutely have just not killed Mekoman, and I think it would have been better.
Would it, though? Isn't the whole point of Tai showing that sometimes you gotta sacrifice someone for the greater good?
And Tai was willing to, but I think it would have worked out better if they'd gone with, yeah, but sometimes you don't have to, too.
Yeah, but that's what happened in the original adventure, and they were kids. So now they're adults, so they gotta sacrifice something.
Who were they willing to sacrifice in the original?
They had to sacrifice an important character, and Daigo doesn't count.
But Daigo was way more important than Mekuman.
He doesn't count. He wasn't important enough to count as being sacrificed for the greater good.
You know what was clearly sacrificed from this script? Barrymore. Where the hell was he? I need my Barrymore.
Yeah.
A Gabumon filled the role.
Nah, screw you. I need my Barrymore. Give me Barrymore. That's all I need in my Digimon.
0 out of 10, no Barrymore.
God damn it. I just want Barrymore, Grizzlymon, Grappleomon, and give me Marsmon. God damn it.
Just watch Frontier. That is Barrymore.
Shut up. Frontier doesn't exist.
Anyway, I think we've talked about Tai a lot.
I think we've talked this subject to death.
I try to make this interesting.
But you failed.
Yes.
Part 6 was okay. That's my summary.
It was an ending.
The series as a whole was okay and had some very good high points.
Part 6 was about average for Tai, which was fine, I guess.
Had its highs, had its boring bits, but whatever. As a whole, I enjoyed watching it, and I'll watch the dub version when I get it on the Blu-ray of the last bit. So, outros, I guess.
Okay.
So, thank you to my lovely co-hosts for joining me for this awful series. I apologize for dragging you into this.
No, don't worry. We made it awful.
We were all awful.
It was pretty awful all by itself, but we didn't help.
This series that we've done is just a series of mistakes.
Look, there's a reason why I was drinking alcohol while recording this one.
Hey, this is the only time I've recorded when I was sober, so...
I've been sober this whole series recording. I'm just suffering from depression. That's all.
Well, that was darker than the dark ocean. Goddamn.
Anyway, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at RealYubiko, and someday I hope to have a podcast out called Kingdom Hearts Recorded, where we are playing through Kingdom Hearts, one world a week, give or take, and should be fun if we can ever get back to recording.
You need actual time to play the games as well.
Well, that part's been relatively easy. It's that every week for the last 6 weeks when we've tried to record, something has come up.
And you've been plugging it every single week regardless.
It'll make it all the more embarrassing if it never comes out.
You can find this podcast that hasn't happened. Oh yeah, and you can find Nelson on YouTube at Demon Dragon Master.
No, wait.
At Twitter at Demon Dragon Master.
An original ultra. Why are you
he's
doing
also
this
in the Moncast Discord.
Please, please. Why are you doing this to me? Okay, Stevie, just do the outro. Do my outro. I'm done.
Bye.
Nelson's actually muted his microphone. I guess we can't find him. Apart from on YouTube at Demon Dragon Master, where he uploads once every 7 months, if you're lucky. And you can also find him on Twitter, where he tweets once every 7 months, if you're lucky.
No, excuse you, I tweet almost every day trying to get free giveaways, and and I also upload at least once every 11 months, soon to be 12, okay, thank you. I also need to finish the Digimon Cyberflow.
And you can find me on the Moncast, and on the Moncast Patreon and Discord and all that stuff. If you've enjoyed this, why? I hope you've enjoyed watching Tai if you've watched it. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this if you listened. And I hope you enjoy life.
And if you do all of these things, you're probably doing something wrong.
Yeah, if you don't enjoy things, you should get that looked at. Because that's not a good sign.
No, I mean, just enjoying Tai and this podcast in general, but okay.
Enjoying the podcast is good, because we're hilarious.
I think people are allowed to enjoy the podcast.
I've got to edit all this still.
You know, it's only like 10 hours.
Good luck, Stevie.
And with that, I think this series is done. So, thank you for listening. We're all gonna go, so bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Ta-ta-ta-ta. We did it.
No.
I never know how long it goes for.